Welcome to the Square Peg Show. I'm Mike.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Jill.
And I'm Dee.
And this is just a brief podcast about MegaCon. If you have been visiting the site the past week or so, we had been putting up video interviews of fans, retailer, and artists. We have three big artist interviews on squarepegshow.com. So we're going to plug that and also discuss MegaCon and...
just kind of the feel in general.
Yeah, the fan culture in general. Yeah. Your thoughts on it. Who wants to start?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if anyone out there listening has not been to MegaCon yet and you call yourself a nerd, then I may have to strip that title from you because it is an amazing convention and there's so many people there that are not only just awesome to see in costume, but awesome to talk to, that who are in the booths. I mean, they're so interested in speaking to you because you're probably someone who gave them some money. So, you know what I mean? And it's, I don't know, it feels... it's
like the artists and the writers and celebrities, yeah.
Well, as opposed to some of the celebrities, because,
yeah.
The artists and writers of these books, especially the indie guys, they really want to talk to you, man. Like, they want to get their stuff out there, but they're also really appreciative and just really open to talk with you. At least that was our experience anyway. We showed up with a camera and a microphone, and we were like, hey, man, you want to talk to us? You know, maybe kind of, sort of. And they were like, shit, yeah, let's do this. So it was just really cool and really refreshing.
Yeah, Jesse and I discussed this before when it comes to celebrity interactions at Comic-Cons. They tend to charge.
Yeah.
Jesse and I, in general, are opposed to the idea of paying for signatures. But we also understand there are market forces here. People pay for that signature.
Yeah.
So, hey, I mean, if you want to charge it, fine. But to me, it's more, if you already paid admission and you already paid all this other stuff, I think it's more fun when you don't have to pay and you get to have a conversation with them and all that. But I've never been a big celebrity person really either. So
now, Dee, you were at MegaCon with us. What was the stuff that stood out to you?
The creators. I love talking to creators about the craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have great stories.
You know, you can go through, they have these books of original art there. Mm-hmm. You can flip through that.
We actually got to look at Cully Hamner's stuff. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we didn't get it on camera on our interview, and I wish we did, but he sat there for another, 10, 15 minutes just showing us some of his original art, and that was just so fun.
Dee, what was that guy's name? Michael Golden, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and he was really gracious and fun to talk to as well about, like, what types of paintbrushes or pens or these types of things that he uses. It's just fun to...
Yeah, he's a very famous inker from the '80s, early '80s.
Now, Jill, have you ever been to a convention?
Yeah, I actually went in Orlando one year.
Awesome. MegaCon, woo!
And the highlight of this one, I was actually there with Mike, and the highlight of this one was we wanted to go like talk to Kevin Smith, but then we found out you had to pay to go talk to him. But we ran into him on our way out, and so Mike is like, "Do you have time to sign this giant stack of books?" And to his credit, he signed a bunch of those comic books. So that
That's awesome.
He's like, "You got them, man. Pull them out."
Yeah.
And then I'm furiously like leaving comic books on the floor out of my backpack so I can chase the guy who's obviously a very busy person. And he stands there and signs a good 40 comics just for me. And then by that time, a huge crowd had circled around him.
He was like, "I got to get the hell out of here."
And you know, it just shows that there are people that appreciate their fans.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you know what? I don't know firsthand, but it seems like that's not the same kind of reaction you would get from like movie stars.
Yeah.
Rock stars.
Not to speak for all of them.
No, of course not. But, I mean, because, you know, there are some bands that have totally been cool about just hanging out and talking with you a little bit. But, I mean, we're talking about, like, the top end of the industry here. You're not going to be able to just run into, I don't know, Snoop Dogg, and he's going to want to sit there and talk to you for a while. But it feels like when you run into someone from this industry, they want to sit around and just kind of chat, or at least give back as much as they can, you know, in with the schedule that they have.
I don't know. I think Snoop Dogg would want to hang out a bit.
If you had some weed, he would totally hang out.
He probably would, I think. I'm sorry, Snoop Lion. Sorry.
Reggae influence now, yeah.
I apologize.
So Jesse and I were only there the Friday of MegaCon 2014. Dee, you were there for 2 days, 3 days?
I went Friday and Saturday. And America only go Friday.
Yeah. Dude, I saw a picture of what what Saturday looked like, and it was like, I mean, shoulder to shoulder, belly to back. Like, you couldn't have, you didn't have room to breathe. I saw a picture, and you see very clearly the bottom level and the top layer, and they are filled with people.
Yeah, we'll put that photo on the site.
Oh my gosh.
I got groped 3 times.
In a good way?
So definitely go Saturday.
No.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, it must have been your costume, man.
I wasn't wearing a costume.
I was actually going to ask y'all, what was your favorite costume that you saw while you were there?
Oh my gosh, there were so many that were. I mean, I'm a costumer, so that's one of the first things that I look at whenever I go there, and I see some of the things that people have put together, and I've seen a few of the professional cosplayers that are paid to be there, and they always have amazing costumes, but they're generally not built by themselves.
They're commissioned and whatnot.
Yes, and I have seen some other people who had commissioned costumes, and one of those pictures were up on the site, but the ones that really stick out to me are the really simple ones that just for some reason no one ever thought of. And the two that I remember, one of which is there was a Boba Fett and a Jango Fett in a suit. Like, they had the helmet on, but they were just in like a nice suit. And the other one was, there was an Old Spice guy, and we got a picture of him on the site as well, and he rocked that thing for 3 days in nothing but a towel.
I did see that picture, actually.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
My favorites would probably be some of the wheelchairs.
Oh, yes.
They completely if you're a handicapped person, you completely transform these wheelchairs into something amazing. Yes. There's actually one on the site for, our last MegaCon post. So that's probably my favorite. Also, the Spaceballs guys.
Oh, yes.
If you remember Spaceballs, the movie, there was a scene where two of the trooper dudes, they didn't have their outfits anymore. So it's two guys in boxer shorts and
and wife beaters.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that kind of speaks to what Jesse just mentioned. There was a novelty to that. I had never even thought of a Spaceballs costume.
Never would have thought of that, but it's genius.
Yeah, so that didn't probably take too much actual time, but it was novel. You
but
know?
Those helmets, I don't know where they got those, but I mean, they were like the real deal.
That's true.
It was good stuff. How about you, D?
My favorite one is probably going to sound lame, but it really got me because the music was involved with it. There was a guy with a Punch-Out.
Oh, yes. Yes, we got a picture of them, actually.
Yeah. It's a guy dressed like Little Mac, and there's another guy with him that had a gray hoodie on that was carrying a stereo with the music to Punch Out.
Oh, awesome.
And Little Mac would be running around like he's fighting, and you hear, dum, da-da.
Well, we got a picture of them, and I think there was a Little Mac. There was a guy dressed as the referee Mario that was also in that Mike Tyson's Punch-Out game. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think there was a Doc behind them. I'll have to look at the picture again. But his trainer, I think, was there.
Yeah, that's his name was Doc, but I called him Coach, my bad.
Oh.
Hashtag I'm getting old.
I want to share a quick story.
Oh, please.
Yeah, D's a big fan of the story. I am too. So funny.
I was there.
Yes, you were there. It was D and myself, and we were talking to Neil Adams. You can look him up. He's one of the living legends of, people.
Yes, he is.
That draw comics, basically. And he did many huge things back in the 1970s in particular. And he's telling a long story about the creation of John Stewart, who was the African-American Green Lantern.
Yeah, baby.
And it was a great conversation, and out of my ignorance or naivete, I thought that he had lost the thread of what he was talking about, so I kind of remind, because he was talking about how,
go ahead and tell him the name of John Stewart.
Okay,
would
so,
have been
all right. So there are three names that you need to know. There's Denny O'Neill, the writer. There's Neil Adams, the artist. There's Julie Schwartz, the editor. And he said that before John Stewart, the name was Lincoln Washington, and that was just a rather strange name. It was, what'd you say the type of name was, D?
It's commonly known as a slave name because the two presidents that were known for bringing freedom to the country, and one was known for freeing the slaves.
So Neil Adams goes to his editor about this. You got to change this name. You got to change this name. And Julie Schwartz is like, well, what name do you want it? And he just thought of the first name he could think of, John Stewart. And then that's how the name John Stewart became the Green Lantern.
Right.
But through the course of this story, I was like, I thought that Neil Adams had lost the thread he was talking about. So who came up with the name John Stewart? And he's like, shut the fuck up. I'm telling a story here. So to be cursed out by a living legend in this kind of lovable, cranky old man way that he did it. It was all in good fun, you know, and I just,
America, I have to interject here. It Mike is really underselling it. He told him to shut the fuck up. I'm telling a fucking story here. And he did not laugh. And you could look in his eyes, he was being funny, but it was, oh my God.
I got rose-colored glasses here, huh? All right, well, either way, it was great.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. So I wish I had that on tape. But
so yeah, we went. We only went the one day, the Friday. But I'm telling you guys right now, I'm ready to go all 3 days next year. If anything, just to get some interviews the first day, go to the hotel room, edit, release something, go the next day, do the same thing all over again. I mean, there's so much to see. There's so much to do. We didn't even get to any of the panels. All we did was we saw a couple, several costumed fans, and then we talked to three artists and one retailer, and then, like, that was it. But there was so much more to do. So, seriously, if you guys weren't there this year, go next year, find us. Hopefully we'll have shirts by then. and come and talk to us, man, because it's just so fun, man. It's such a blast.
And you know what? We'll put up a list of other conventions going on in Florida and throughout the country, because wherever you live, if you've never gone to a convention before, to me it's more – I went to conventions back in the day. To me, it's more fun than ever. Yes, it can get a little crowded, especially on Saturday, like Dee pointed out. But – you know, take the time to go down there and spend some time with like-minded people. How about
Definitely.
All right. Well, that's the end of this show, and thanks for listening. And Jesse has a few more words to say about where you can find us.
Hey, guys, just a quick reminder that if any of you would like to be on the show, suggest topics for the show, or just have questions or comments, please let us know at squarepegshow@gmail.com or on our website, squarepegshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to us on iTunes. So until next time, guys, be square.